George Capanelli here. Welcome to another edition of Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your host at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music.
Great topic today. Stop protecting and defending and start connecting and understanding. We're going to look at how our tendency to protect and defend is causing us to turn people into strangers and our world into a place of fear and perceived danger. You'll also join Alan and me for the final part of a really valuable conversation we had with Alan Weber, co-author of Life Reimagined, co-founder of Fast Company, and candidate for governor. The only one actually in the race who has a cohesive vision for the future that includes honoring elders and providing quality support and choices to older citizens.
A model for the country, if not the world.
Yep.
So we love the guy and hope you enjoy that segment, our final segment. Of course, we have our music interludes today with Sting, Every Breath I Take. Tracy Chapman does Heaven on Earth. And Ricky Byers says Use Me. Our special features include Sedina, who will bring us another enlivened aging strategy. By the way, Sedina Capanelli, just to acknowledge that it's not somebody unrelated to George here.
Yep.
George and I will bring you a You've Got to Be Kidding news segment. And today I'll close with a Rudy rap.
So, welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. Imagine what it would be like to live in a world where you're more concerned about what you have to offer than what you have to hide. This quote leads us directly into this topic today of stop pretending and defending and start connecting and understanding. Both the perceived and the real conditions of threat and danger have increased, of course, significantly in our world since those events of September 11th, 2001. This sense of danger and threat, however, varies from person to person, circumstance to circumstance. In some cases, for example, even without the external threat of terrorism or economic or racial strife, some of us haven't felt safe in our own homes or in our personal relationships. For others, it's the boundary of a neighborhood or town that marks the limit of the territory in which we feel secure. And for some, that sense of safety extends to a national border or into other countries we frequent, where we have friends and relatives and business associates. In short, at various times and for various reasons, our sense of safety and security and well-being expands or contracts. And as a result, we find ourselves more or less relaxed, more or less guarded, and more or less inclined to close or open ourselves to new experiences.
Clearly, this sense of being open and comfortable or closed and uncomfortable dramatically affects not only our sense of the world, but our ability to engage or interact with it. For this reason, we think it's important to look a little more closely at this critical subject to discover what impact we ourselves may have on the sense of safety or danger, and if by changing our perspective, we can change the quality of our experience of life. Let's begin by considering the quote that opens this chapter. Imagine what it would be like to live in a world where you have more concern about what you have to offer than what you have to hide.
A really powerful statement, Alan, you know. And the question is it whimsical and unrealistic in a world like ours, a world in which so many have lost both, our sense of connection and trust in our fellow men, to shift our experience so dramatically. Is it possible? We think that it's not so impossible. In fact, although on the surface there appear to be so many reasons for our distances from one another, we believe that it is not only possible but necessary and appropriate for us to seek ways to reconnect. No matter what the external circumstances or conditions of threat or danger, we believe that to deal with the enormous technological, scientific, and cultural changes of our time, it's essential to learn to live with greater openness rather than contraction. To explore this subject, we invite you to look at our habit of protecting and defending our thoughts, words, and actions. Some of our defensive posture comes, at least in part, of course, from the flight or fight mechanism encoded in our DNA. It's a good thing that this natural response is encoded there, because it protects us and prepares us for physical danger. In short, we're having some technical difficulties.
I don't know what's going on here, but there you go.
There you go. So
it's magic. Tap your mic here. Just give it a bang there. Let's see if we can baby this thing along.
It's a good thing this natural response is encoded, the fight or flight mechanism, because it protects us and prepares us for real physical danger. But the question is, does it limit us in some ways as well?
No matter how natural or justified our learned response to life may be, however, our tendency to protect and defend when it becomes habituated, it can also be an enemy as well as an ally. For when we allow our tendency to protect and defend to become habitual, especially when the threat is imaginary or no longer there, we erect a wall that separates us from life rather than a means of ensuring our successful engagement with life. This is a complicated subject here that we have.
Yeah, it is.
I might even say something for you, got to be kidding a little later on, yeah, in terms of the power of one. But for this reason, we're opening Pandora's box on the subject. We suggest that in order to live a more empowered, constructive life, we must eventually make a choice. We can go through life on automatic, reacting to new situations and circumstances based on old information and experience. We can allow ourselves to be limited, intimidated by past threats and conditionings, whether they come from across the world or across the room. Or we can do something different. We can apply a new level of consciousness, bring a new level of discernment in each new and present moment, and in the process become responsible not only for what we do, say, and think, but for the quality and experience of our lives.
So we believe that if each of us learn not to protect and defend against so many circumstances and people, the entire dynamic of a moment and eventually of a life will change. Where there was a perceived threat, there can be the possibility of engagement, empathy, learning, and accord. At least there's the opportunity to identify the presence of a real threat and react appropriately rather than simply defensively. And with this new kind of commitment to connect and understand and accept comes a greater sense of balance, the ability to be present. In fact, acceptance is truly one of the great keys to valuable states of being. When we give up protecting and defending, we suddenly gain new perspectives and a greater sense of neutrality, and that is our hope for all of us.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at NavigatingYourFuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli and Alan Huttner, Age Nation Radio Magazine. We're in a quality conversation with Alan Weber, candidate for governor here in New Mexico and also co-founder of Fast Company and author and entrepreneur, and a delightful conversation, Alan, and enlightening conversation. And, because I travel around the country so many months of the year talking about these issues of aging and also cross-pollination of the older parts of the population with younger individuals and creating new strategies. It's such a delight to hear a candidate for governor, a candidate for God, dog walker, speaking about the topic of aging. It's so necessary. We've got some real problems here, a large number of people, 65 and older, rural communities who live on minimal income, $14,000 or less. We've got a tremendous number of challenges, and yet what I love about the way you present things is that you're always about converting the challenges into the opportunities and speaking to that vision. So when you become governor, what are some of the things you'd like to see happen that in addition to what we've talked about that can make what's in front of our eyes that we're missing flower and blossom into a state of new vision and possibility?
Well, first of all, thanks for the comment, and it is a delight to be with you both. It really is It's fun, it's engaging, and it just feeds everybody's imagination about what we can do when we work together for the best lives in New Mexico for everyone. As far as the opportunities, you ended the last segment talking about volunteerism and the opportunity to contribute to community in Albuquerque, and I just wanted to second that fundamental observation. I sense in New Mexico a lot of people who are incredibly talented who are waiting to be asked to help. And one of the things I've learned in my life is nothing happens until you ask for help. You have to be willing to say to people, can I count on you to help? And it goes back, talking about being a child of the 60s, it goes back to John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Well, we have people with amazing talents and skills who are in the second half of life, and perhaps they don't need to make a living. Maybe they're fortunate enough to be able to live off their retirement or other things they've built up over the years. They're waiting to be asked to help. They're waiting to be asked to go into communities and help younger people and be tutors, mentors, guides, advisors, and also to help other seniors who may be not as well off as they are, person-to-person engagement. The number of stories that I've heard on the campaign trail about people's lives being changed for the better simply because one other person took an interest in them and saw something there that had either been overlooked or maybe even discouraged by the system, by everyday life. And then somebody meets you and sees in you a possibility that you knew was in there but never had been called out. Those stories are all across New Mexico. And it does tell me, as a former magazine editor, that one of the things we need to do a better job of is simply storytelling.
Yes.
You know, capturing stories of people whose lives have been transformed, capturing the stories of our seniors, honoring their experience. I was at a Native American gathering last night. There was a gentleman in the front row who was an older New Mexican who had been in the service, and he was wearing his service cap. I was dying to sit down with him with a tape recorder and simply get him to tell me his life story, because those people are, they really are the legacy of New Mexico, and we need to honor them, and we need to hear their stories. So there ought to be a senior story corps. There ought to be a way for us to transfer that knowledge, that wisdom, across generations. And it really does speak to the diversity of New Mexico. We are not a tricultural state. We are a multicultural
state. Yes, we are. We are.
And that's another area where we lead the country. The rest of America is going to look more and more like New Mexico looks today. And if we can capture that and then turn that into a set of stories and programs that honor that diversity, we will be so far ahead of the curve. People will come here to see how New Mexicans live together.
Well, you know, Age Nation does a lot of we have a fledgling story collection premise. Robert Redford here with Milagros at Los Luceros. Mm-hmm. They have a part of their mission is the capturing and the telling of those kinds of stories. So what you're talking about is so critical. And what's also critical is that in a multicultural state like ours, the stories reflect so many new and ancient strategies and how things that we can learn from. You know,
I'm listening to this and the story and the storytelling. How does that translate into, and I'm going to use a word here, sharing, okay? Mm-hmm. And again, serving the common good in some way. You know, we think of ourselves under the realm of capitalism and democracy, and, you know, sharing is the S word, and the other S word is dirty. That's socialism. But, you know, there's a lot of principles of that that we need to embrace, and, you know, whether somebody's a volunteer or they get paid for contributing to the common good, as opposed to the things that are challenging us, like global warming and pollution and improper energy usage, all these things on a global level that we need to reevaluate. And maybe New Mexico is a leader in that way, bringing people together, you know, a new think tank on that.
I think there's so much already happening. We just need to shine positive lights on it. I'll give you a story from the campaign trail. Early on, I went to the summit of the Osaki Associations, and it was both ancient and incredibly modern. The Osaki keepers are very proud of history and tradition. It's uniquely New Mexican, and there is also new forms of opportunity that are emerging from the Osaki Association. So, to give an example, one gentleman got up and gave a wonderful talk about how they are teaching the next generation of people in their communities to be the Osaki keepers, to maintain that tradition and that culture. At the same time, they're pivoting to the future and creating food co-ops that, instead of growing alfalfa, are growing organic asparagus and sharing the benefit of a higher value, nutritious crop that creates food for people to eat that is healthy and local and, frankly, makes a better living. So here we have a combination of the best of the old and the best of the new around food and all the things that food represents today. Food today is work, it's money, it's community, it's health, it's well-being, it's what brings people together. And I just thought that moment when I saw that presentation, it opened up a whole set of possibilities around tradition plus transition. And that really is the New Mexico story.
You know, Alan, we're getting to the end of this interview, and you've covered so many really terrific topics. And I know from a personal conversation we've had that one of the things you look forward to doing as governor is convening some new kinds of statewide dialogues that bring all of the various stakeholders, private sector, public sector, government, academic, media, nonprofit, together to look at this new vision for New Mexico. And it thrills me that that kind of energy and that kind of perspective is possible. And I want to thank you for taking some time to be with us today. I want to encourage our listeners to vote with their conscience for consciousness, for a new kind of New Mexico, because it's certainly necessary.
Yeah. And I'll just add to that, I look forward to working together after the wins in the primary and the general, and seeing these things manifest in the future. Thanks from me, too, Alan, to Alan.
Thanks to both of you. I sense that we all see this new sense of possibility, and that there are these themes, these threads that we can weave together. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to continue the conversation, to convene the kinds of folks who live here to make the future we all want.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
All right, we have returned, and another just heartful, soulful conversation with Alan Weber. If he was running for president, I'd vote for him. How's that for an endorsement?
a pretty solid endorsement, and I just when I listen to Alan, and we've talked about this before, I hear a wonderful kind of alignment. I don't hear the usual political flabber jabber. What I hear is somebody talking from awareness about things that need to be done And I just love the fact that he has a cohesive vision and that all of the individual issues, whether it's elders or education or environment or jobs or whatever, they fit into this cohesive whole. It's not somebody standing on the sidelines banging the drum about one issue or another issue. And the biggest issue is a new vision for New Mexico, and that's what's so important.
You know, I was just reading the New Mexican, which is our daily here, endorsement of Alan Weber over, you know, some of the King family lineage and some new people. One of the reasons they said they were endorsing him was because of his story, which he was talking about stories. He came here to live in the state because he wanted to live here. He didn't need to necessarily make a living. He retired from Fast Company, and I'm sure he's in a position where he gets to make choice about where he is. And he loves New Mexico and all it stands for. And then I think later on he decided to run for office to make a difference. That's authenticity to me. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've endorsed him. And to call on the senior wisdom of this state, which he points out very importantly, is a multicultural, multidimensional melting pot. It gets along pretty good. I mean, every situation around culture, race, skin color, they're not resolved yet. But I think there's more prejudices outside of this state that we're working through, whether it's class war, money war. We've got some practice here, you know, whether it's Native American, Hispanic, you know, it's working a little bit.
Yeah, most important, you know, we have a lot of people who are looking down, a lot of people who are talking down, a lot of people who are talking division, and there aren't very many people who are talking about unification, common vision, upliftment. Alan uses a term, you know, that the future of New Mexico is hiding in plain sight. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that he recognizes that there is literally an army of skilled, intelligent, wise elders who have a lot of experience who can put that experience to work. So, I think it's a great emergence of a terrific leader at a time that New Mexico needs it.
Yeah, I'm not going to make urban areas wrong, but we do have some shamans and some medicine men and some indigenous people hanging out here that are the elders and wisdom that still hold a deep, deep knowledge of the whole. All right.
So this is time for You've Got to Be Kidding. And normally we pick things in the news, but because this is such a pivotal time, you know, I mean, here in New Mexico next week there are some primaries in other states around the country. Some have passed, some lie ahead. And so what we want to talk about, a subject that Alan and I favor a lot, is this conversation about the power of one. You know, in our world today, it's so easy to feel disempowered. It's so easy to be distracted by the media nonsense and the rhetoric and the divisiveness that's out there. And we forget how much power each one of us has. And it's not just going to the polls to vote, although this week, especially on the 3rd here in New Mexico, the primary is a particularly important time, but it's also exercising our right for discernment, how we spend our attention and whatnot. You know, Alan, it's a big thing.
Yeah, well, you know, the power of one is about unity. And it's interesting because you talked at the beginning of the show, we did, and we dialogued about this operating from protection and our fears, and as opposed to sharing our gifts and openness. And it's not that, you know, it's a complicated subject, particularly just go to NSA and all the eavesdropping and how much privacy are we entitled to and how much are we willing to divulge of ourselves. But for me, if somebody's operating in their truth and their loving, that is very, very powerful. And that empowers the field of one, or the unified field. And if you've got no secrets, then you don't care. I mean, you know, you're an open book of truth and love.
And the other thing about this power of one that's so important is that, especially those who are in the second half of life and young people who are really aware and recognize their responsibility that they're inheriting for the future of humanity. If we don't stay involved, if we don't stay informed, if we don't get out of the house. Yeah, everybody, a lot of people vote in the national elections every 4 years, and some people even vote in the general every two years. But not that many people vote in local elections. So your vote is so critical, yeah. So important. You gotta cast it. You gotta cast it with conscience for consciousness, as we talked about in that interview. You gotta make a difference, or else you can't sit on the sidelines as a critic. If you want to make a difference, make a difference.
Yeah. You know, this is a mathematics game too. You know, if you feel disempowered and that your vote doesn't make a difference, okay, and everybody takes your attitude on, then nobody's voting and nobody's making a difference. So I think you need to step up. I'm speaking to the person who's on the fence about whether to vote in the primary or any election for that matter. There's people that don't even want to vote in the presidential elections anymore. It's a lost cause. The parties are the same. It's all one fabric. It's all about money. It's all about corporations. It's all about the power of the wealthy. No. You know, if one by one we said, I will go to the polls and I will cast my vote, and that feels good inside yourself, and that's all you can do. But you are contributing to the one. That's the fractal theory in quantum physics. Everybody is putting a vibe out into the environment.
Yeah, and especially in a state like ours where, you know, 48% of the people are 50 and older, if you don't want to be marginalized, if you don't want to be sidelined, then you ought to get that rear end of yours to the poll on Tuesday the 3rd, and you can go in advance and vote, but vote and vote for a candidate like Alan Weber, who has a commitment to make New Mexico better for people of all ages. It's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, and it's in your hands, the power of one.
Age Nation Radio. Love, laugh, enjoy life.
Age Nation Radio.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
George Capanelli here with my partner in consciousness here, Alan Huttner.
I like that.
Yeah.
Partners in consciousness.
Yep.
If only 7 billion people thought the same thing, we'd be in good shape.
Yeah. Well, and now here's a third partner in consciousness, Sedina, with another enlivened aging segment.
Hi, I'm Sedina with Enlivened Aging Strategies, simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's Enlivened Aging Strategy is willingness. One of our greatest assets and a powerful choice at any age for living a conscious, fulfilling life is at our fingertips. It's our willingness, a quality that if adopted into our character can make the difference between a closed and an open door in our lives and create miracles wherever we go. We can't change something we're not willing to acknowledge, so the first step in our willingness is awareness. Just to be aware of how we are feeling, perceiving, and acting toward ourselves and others. Awareness then becomes a powerful catalyst for change because we are now open to possibilities. The second step in our willingness is to accept ourselves and our life situation as it is, without judgment or criticism. And this, of course, can be challenging. Most of us want to change what we don't like about ourselves and our lives and do it instantly as soon as we become aware of it. But if we do this, we miss an essential step in the process of becoming our most radiant and authentic selves. We miss our true feelings and the allowing of that truth to guide us to our next and most positive destination. So loving kindness, compassion, and acceptance for ourselves exactly where we are opens us to the next step for our highest and best. The third step in our willingness is action, and it flows naturally from the compassionate awareness and acceptance of ourselves and our life circumstances. We can then successfully summon the willingness to take positive action and work with changes in a way that uplift and empower us. This great asset of willingness puts us back in control of our lives by focusing our energy on the one thing we can truly change, ourselves. So willingness is a great asset, allowing us to turn the challenges into opportunities and then to view these opportunities and the changes they require as doorways to new discovery, growth, and fulfillment at whatever age we find ourselves. We are each incomparable beings with gifts and talents and experience unlike anyone else. Choosing willingness will uncover our authentic selves so we can live healthy, rewarding, and successful lives. Remember now to include willingness in your Aging Consciously backpack and go to Enlivened Aging, that's AGEING.com, for more. Many blessings.
Right. Like that Ricky Byers sound.
Yeah, Ricky Byers Beckwith.
Beckwith, of the Michael Beckwith
yes,
name.
All
yes,
right.
There
quite
are a couple.
Quite a team there.
All right. As I think we are.
Yes.
I don't want to toot our horn too much, but I love what we're doing. Hope you like what
I
we're
do.
Doing. We're
I
always
do.
Open
Enjoy
to comments out there. Yeah. You know, you can email us. And next week, continuing our look at the life you were born to live. You'll hear more great music. Sit in on an interview George and Sedina did with wise woman Jean Houston. Love her material and her work in the world. Sedina will be back with another Enlivened Aging Strategy. And George will get on the podium, as he does so uniquely with a powerful commentary.
Don't forget to visit agenation.com. Get your free subscription to Next. Tell us what you think of the show. We'd love to have your comments. If you go to www.donotgoquietlythebook.com, you can learn about Do Not Go Quietly, get free downloads. You'll be glad you did. And most important this week, primaries in many places around the country, don't forget to vote. Vote with your conscience for consciousness. You'll never regret it. It's the way you exercise the power of one. And now let's listen to another one of Rudy's lyrical raps.
Okay. This is titled Understanding the Game of Life. Music provided by Govinda. This is called Feel You from Worlds Within. Understanding the Game of Life. Do you protect and defend out of fear to no end? What kind of message does that send about life's mix and blend? Consider foe or friend. What is your true love trend? How inclusive can I be? It can be a challenge for me, for we know there is no death of multiplicity as our minds perceive infinite gradations of complexity, naming this and that, owning every perception as fact on this stage of life. How many curtain calls and acts in just this body incarnate alone? Before returning to ashes and bone, how much will be known? How many experiences will we own before returning home? Then to be reborn, yet another morn, another life of love and strife, some understanding gain of the duality knife? From the great one, given choice to have fun, learn to walk or run, taste, smell, and feel the rays of our sun, taken sounds, see the light, given from great mystery, choice to delight, or cringe in fright. Action, reaction, cause and effect, on what predictability can I place my heart's bet? What do I really need to protect? Setting up boundaries and protection nets? And for those who have said the real you is never dead, that life is a great game. Questioning, why all the pain? A question seeming sane in what appears to be a wild and crazy game. And how many things will you name on the playing field where you train to defend your body, mind, to life reframe? An impressive array day to day for this life game to play. And what constitutes winning? What gets you into joy and grinning from moving your body, mind, peace from Santa Fe to Nice, from Albuquerque to Greece? Your life movie is your feast. Well, ponder all this alone. Then, like E.T., phone home. Let divinity, the all-one guide, be your next roam. So answer these questions, too, to invite me and you to end the stew. Who am I? And what's my mission? Like, talk on radio? Or say, I'm just going fishing? Answer those two questions and all others will fall away as you enjoy the life play, understanding the love way, day to day. If it isn't love, give it up. Contribute your unity stuff. Forget that old flight or fight reactions when there's no real fear in sight. Love conquers all. Then you'll see, even duality's a ball. Embrace me and you in the grand cosmic zoo.
Thanks, Alan. Another great Rudy rap. Have a great week. Enjoy, celebrate, stop defending. Start connecting, as Rudy reminds us. We'll be back next week. Blessings.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.